Glory Hole.
Chapter 8. Don had only one more week left on the force. He had decided to leave town, but he hadn't picked out a destination yet. It didn't really matter, except he didn't want to go to Chicago. Ed was there. It would be torture to be in the same city with Ed, knowing that he was with John Stansbury. The transfer had come so fast it made Don's head swim. Now he spent his evenings alone in his room, reading or listening to the radio and staring into space. He had many memories. But he had come to the conclusion that Christopher Ingers was right. There was a soft knock at his door. Don wondered who could be visiting at 11:30. He got up and opened the door a small crack, for he was clad only in his shorts. It was Mike Grant, the guy from the next room. Don had got into a few casual conversations with him after their having recognized each other at the steam baths. He invited the man in, noticing all the while that his eyes seemed red and watery. "Something wrong with your eyes, Mike?" "Yeah, they've painted in my room and the fumes are driving me crazy." "Did you try putting some bread into a bowl of water? That sometimes helps." "I heard about that, but it doesn't seem to be doing any good." He was mopping his eyes with a handkerchief, and he handed Don a can of beer. "I decided that if you would put up with my company, I'd treat you to a beer. But I have to warn you, if I can't stay, I take the beer back." Don grinned. "Come in." "I wasn't doing anything." "Gee, the air conditioning sure feels good. It's supposed to be fall, but the weather hasn't cooled down yet," Mike said, flopping into one of the easy chairs. Don opened the beer cans. "If the room really smells that bad, how are you going to sleep tonight?" "I don't know," Mike grunted. "It ain't going to be easy." "Why don't you sleep here? With you?" Mike asked, indicating the one double bed in the room. "Sure, why not? Well, I hate to inflict myself on you. I'm a rough sleeper at times." "Get all over the bed," he smiled wickedly. "Crawl all over if you like," Don teased, taking a sip of beer. "That could be pleasant," Mike shot back. Since they'd seen each other in the baths that night, Don felt no compunction at dropping a few gay remarks when in Mike's company, and Mike had done the same. "Why don't you take your clothes off and be comfortable?" Don invited. Mike got up and began to undress, folding his shirt and trousers and hanging them over the back of the chair as Don watched. He'd seen the guy walking toward the Coke machine in the baths, and had been impressed with his body. The more Don thought about it, the more impressed he was with the overall Mike. He hadn't noticed his face too well before, but he began to study it more closely. His eyes were his most attractive feature. They were very dark, almost black, soft and dreamy. Mike's jaw was square, and his ears were a little large for his head, but otherwise he wasn't unattractive. He had discovered that Mike worked for a construction company and had acquired a lot of his build from having been reared on a farm. When Mike had asked what he did for a living, Don had told him that he worked for the city. When Mike removed his shorts, Don felt his stomach stink, and he was acutely disappointed. Mike's cock had a large, fat head, but it was supported on only 2 short inches of shaft. He hoped that his face hadn't revealed his emotions, for he didn't want to hurt the other man's feelings. He had no reason or intention to hurt Mike. "Back in high school, the kids used to call me Merlin," Mike said, red-faced with embarrassment. "Why'd they call you that?" Don asked, sipping his beer. "Because of my magic wand." "Oh, Christ," Don thought, "not one of those. They feel so inferior because of their small size that they have to go around bragging about how many people drooled over their cocks." He began to wonder what he'd let himself in for. He also wondered what sort of magic. "He just seems to grow and grow," Mike said. He dropped his hand to his cock and began to tickle the fat head with his thumb and forefinger. "Watch." Don decided that the basket he'd seen on Mike had been deceptive. It had been all nuts. Mike's nuts were like those of a bowl, full and large and hanging down between his thighs. Then a shudder seemed to go through Mike's meat and it began to grow, slowly but perceptibly. In a few seconds it had lengthened to 6 inches, and Don was truly impressed. After more manual coaxing, it grew even longer, and the fat head began to swell slightly. After a time, Don merely sat on the bed and stared in disbelief, yet he had seen it with his own eyes. Mike now stood there, his penis throbbing visibly at the full length of 11 inches. Now it truly seemed to match his nuts. Mike seemed to appreciate the look on the other man's face. Don said nothing, but reached into the drawer of his night table and withdrew the tube of lubricant. He squeezed some out and smeared it on his anus. Mike watched interestedly as Don arranged himself on his back, putting a pillow under his hips and then holding up his legs until his knees rested on his chest. "Well, what are you waiting for?" Don asked. "You mean, you want to try?" Mike asked. Don nodded and moaned when he looked at the cock again. If he could take it, it would be the biggest he'd ever taken. Mike got on the bed, and taking his cock in one hand, he began to rub the big head around Don's anus, teasing it, making it relax, trying to overcome the slight fear he detected in Don's eyes. It won't hurt, baby. It's big, but it's soft and spongy, and it'll just feel like a foam rubber dildo. Don felt the head go in, felt his anus contract about it, and sure enough, it was soft and spongy. There was no pain at all. When 3 inches had gone into him, he was conscious of that portion swelling out again, filling him wonderfully, yet without any pain. The cock continued its journey, without any hindrance from Don. He felt the large, swollen head deeper inside, deeper than any other. He wondered what up there was being touched and caressed. Whatever was pretty sensitive and was delighting in the contact. Then the last inch slipped in, and he felt Mike's bull nuts swing against his spine. Don wrapped his legs tightly around Mike's waist and crossed them at the ankle. His arms slipped around Mike's neck, and then they kissed. Mike's lips were sensual and full. Don found them pleasant to kiss. Mike made no attempt to move. He remained still, allowing Don to get used to the feeling of fullness within him. He kissed Don and caressed his cheek and ear with one hand while stroking his hair with the other. Don performed reciprocal motions by stroking his broad expanse of back and his neck. Then, without warning, Mike pulled out all the way to the tip and then slid back into the hilt. Don moaned, squirmed, and jumped at the stimulation. Christ, it felt wonderful. He bit at Mike's lips tenderly. He felt Mike's big nuts tickling his spine again. Oh, Mike, fuck me. Have patience, baby, Mike murmured. Daddy Mike will make you love it. I already do. Don't try to convince me, Don breathed heavily. Mike pulled out about an inch and then eased back in, then out an inch, then back in, slowly accustoming the anus to his length and breadth. Don felt his legs tightening from the wonderful stimulation. Muscles jumped in his calves and thighs. He could feel his own cock telescope as it lay between their bellies. It lengthened out to its fullest, throbbed and leaked, but he didn't care. Their tongues were intertwining now. Some of Mike's saliva ran down into Don's mouth, and he greedily drank it. He wanted that cock. Wanted it to begin moving. But still, the man's hips moved to and fro, only for an inch at the most. Oh, God, Mike, fuck me, for gosh sake, fuck me. But Mike continued as before, until in a frenzy, Don began to attempt pelvic movement of his own. It was difficult, for he hadn't much leverage in his present position. But still, his hips tried to obey the commands of his brain. He was sweating now, in spite of the air conditioning. Mike's heavy body was hot. Their lips writhed against each other, making wet, sucking noises which almost drove Don nuts. He reached down and uncrossed his legs. He still held them high and out, but he gripped them with his hands and spread them so that penetration would reach its greatest depth. He wanted it. He wanted it deeply in him. He again tried to move his hips, and he had a little more success, although the action was more rotary than thrusting. He felt feverish. Now Mike was thrusting in and out for about 3 inches at a stroke. Now we're getting somewhere, Don thought pleasurably. It felt good. Wonderful. 4 inches was better, and 5 almost had him crawling up the walls. Even a 6-inch stroke left fat 5 inches of meat still inside him. Don wrapped his legs around Mike's waist once more, tightening in an agony of ecstasy. Mike gave him his tongue, and Don sucked on it as though his life depended on it. Even his tongue felt large and soft. He sucked it as he might suck a cock, working his own tongue slitheringly along it. Mike moaned and thrust with a little more push behind it. Don felt the head go deeper, felt as though it had invaded his upper bowel. Was that possible? Could any harm come from it? He wondered, but he didn't care. It felt so marvelous that for the moment, at least, he was willing to die if that was the price he had to pay for it. Mike's mouth traveled to his ear and sucked the lobe, then the wet tongue forced itself into the ear opening. It licked down his neck, across his chin, over his forehead, where it licked up the perspiration. It traveled over his eyes, and then the mouth sucked his nose. Aroused, Don kissed him again and attacked the tongue. He felt Mike's big hands, calloused from hard work, leave his head and travel down his hips until they rested on the cheeks of his ass. The hands were rough, but they were honest hands, and they expressed a lot of feeling. Don liked the feel of them. The hand squeezed the tender ass, kneaded it, and its fingernails dug into the yielding skin. The strokes were bringing a delicious sensation now. Don could feel the tenseness leaving his body. His muscles began to relax, and he knew that he'd never be the same. Oh, God, never the same. He wanted to be Mike's piece of ass from now on. He wanted this. His entire body relaxed now. He surrendered mentally as well as physically, something he hadn't quite accomplished with Ed or the others. It was different, and he knew it. He was giving himself wholeheartedly. Mike seemed to sense the surrender, and it brought out the primeval maleness. He made little guttural sounds and licked Don's neck with his wide, soft tongue, indicative of his dominance. And Don accepted this dominance. Yes, it was just as Christopher Ingers had said it would be. This was what he wanted. One single man to whom he could devote his entire effort to give his body completely. He now knew how Ingers had felt that first time he had had sex with his brother-in-law. Mike was even blotting out the memory of Ed, just as David had blotted out Christopher's memory of his wife. Mike's abdomen, tightly pressed against Don's with Don's meat in between, began to churn, eliciting still further excitation to the man with his spread legs. The cock was being massaged along with his prostate gland. On an outward stroke, he could feel the large, fat head rub against the nut-shaped gland as though it wanted to push it up through the body. Each thrust was delicious pleasure. Each undulation of the abdominal flesh brought an additional source of pleasure to his cock. Don could feel his climax building. There was a noticeable tightening of the anal tract. He was more conscious than ever of Mike's girth. He could feel his cock throbbing between their bellies, and his prostate gland enlarged and became harder and more sensitive to stimulation. He felt as though he were being sucked from the inside out. He began to moan and to sweat profusely. His fingers entwined in Mike's hair and pressed into the scalp. "Oh, Christ, Mike, I'm going to come," he whispered in between gaps. "Hold off, baby," Mike pleaded. "I can't for long. I'll try." But try though as he might, the stimulation was too great. He felt it leaving his nuts and rising to his cock just as though he could visually see the semen rising. Then it spurted out between their bellies in forceful jets. Being compressed between them caused this, and it brought an even greater intensification to his orgasm. When the great peak was over, and he'd almost chewed Mike's ear off in passion, he felt the great cock still working in his ass. His anal sphincter contracted. The stimulation was too much. The entire canal was too sensitive, to say nothing of his cock. "Oh, Mike, how much longer?" "I forgot to tell you, I take a long time to come," Mike whispered. Don moaned, but he was willing to let the man continue, even though he thought he'd be driven to the point of madness by the continued stroking over sensitive membranes. Gradually, as his muscles relaxed and the anal tract no longer grasped the penis orgasmically, Don found that he could tolerate the continued movement. His own penis was no longer hypersensitive. He tried to open his anal muscles, but they were already so distended that he could not respond to his mental commands. Still, the great length of cock thrust in and out. As he felt calmer, Don stroked Mike's back, suddenly conscious of the wetness there. He reached for the other end of the sheet upon which they had been lying, and he brought it forward and mopped up the skin. He caressed the back of Mike's neck. Mike's face was buried in his shoulder, against his neck. He could feel the warm breath there. Now that he'd achieved his own orgasm, he could study Mike's almost clinically, without the disadvantage of having his own sensations to contend with. Now and then, Mike would make a little moaning sound, and his teeth would nip Don's back. Don rubbed Mike's back and scratched it a little. He found that he could relax the hold of his legs as they were wrapped around the man's waist without danger of disconnecting them. "Get it, baby," Don whispered encouragingly. Mike moaned and increased his pistoning. He was moving out dangerously now, leaving just the fat head of it in and then plunging completely to the root. Mike's head lifted until he could look into Don's eyes. "It doesn't bother you?" he asked almost plaintively. "No. Keep going, baby." "Oh, Don, nobody's ever let me go all the way. They always come before I do and then make me stop." "Well, this is one faggot who isn't going to stop you," Don said, surprising even himself as he said it. "Ye gods," he thought, "I've sure come a long way." Mike's mouth covered his, and Don surrendered himself completely to the other's will. He caressed his scalp, rubbing the man's back and shoulder blades lovingly. He was conscious of the movement of Mike's flanks as he squirmed in pelvic movement, conscious now of the bristly pubic hair tickling his anus and the surrounding area of the large nuts that were knocking against his spine. For 10 minutes following Don's climax, he endured the continued thrusting of his partner. Then Mike's movements became more frenzied. The uncivilized male that lay beneath the surface of this man was now coming to the fore with the approach of his orgasm. His mouth moved over Don's face, teeth nipping his ears and nose. He made guttural, ape-like noises. Don felt a brief moment of panic as the enormous spongy cock suddenly lost its pliancy and became rock hard. His anus ached, but this lasted only for 3 final strokes. He would have cried out had not Mike's mouth covered his own. He sucked desperately on the tongue, and his anal tract felt as though it might split. Then the cock subsided slightly, returning to its former spongy texture. Don thought he felt the jets of semen. His inner bowel was squeezing and nipping at the intruding glands. He was conscious of these things, even though Mike's mouth was ravaging his in the frenzy of his climax. Then Mike's aggressiveness disappeared, and it was replaced with a very attentive, solicitous attitude. He kissed Don's face with hundreds of little kisses. "Baby, oh Christ, that's the first time I ever came in somebody." "You're kidding," Don whispered. "No, I mean it. Nobody ever let me go until I could come. They always got sore or something." He moaned again and kissed Don's face all over. Don rubbed Mike's back, extending his hand as far as he could. He rubbed the spinal area and some of the top portion of the buttocks, feeling the hairs there covered with sweat. He ran a finger along the cleft, felt the cushion of his fingertip touch Mike's anus. He tickled it as he was kissed. His hand passed over his own thigh and then tickled Don's left flank, moving underneath his own spinal area to grasp his sack of nuts. He squeezed gently, lovingly. The testicles were wet with fluid, a mixture of perspiration, melted lubricant, and semen. Don let his fingertips flit all over the tautly stretched skin, delighting in their roundness and in their response to his touch. They seemed to want to draw up and away from the source of the stimulation, as though it were far too pleasant to take. "Am I hurting you?" Mike asked. "No," Don said hastily. "Don't pull out. I'll fall apart. For God's sake, let it stay in, please." He whispered slightly, and he felt Mike's full weight begin to settle upon him. He gloried in it. Christ, Inger sure was intuitive. He had Don pegged right from the start. Don let his legs come down slightly, and then let them rest across Mike's big buttocks. He was such a big, heavy guy. Even though his weight crushed Don into the mattress, he loved it. "Don't worry about hurting me," Don whispered, still caressing his nuts. "I make a damned good mattress. I want you to feel you on me. In me." Don could feel his anus gripping tightly. There was no danger of them becoming separated. The tightness of the sphincter had kept the penis from returning to its original shortness. It now lay limp, but 6 inches of it was up in him. "I'm glad you don't mind my laying on you," Mike said, kissing Don's neck. "It's the first time I went all the way like that, and I'd like to make the moment last as long as possible. I'll be lucky if you let me near you after tomorrow." "What makes you think I'm going to let you out of my sight?" Don chuckled. "You mean it? God damn, Sam, that was the meanest fuck I ever have had." Don bit the shoulder lightly. "Of course, I want you to fuck me again." Mike seemed genuinely perplexed. "I can't believe it," he said. "Listen, Merlin," Don chided, "I kind of like that magic wand of yours, even if it does feel more like the swinging sword up my ass." "Lord, when I think of the nights I've jacked off," Mike whispered, "I could have been over here. Never knew I was rooming next to the best ass in the world." "Same here," Don smiled to himself. "Yeah, I heard your red squeaking a lot," Mike chuckled. "How come you heard me and I couldn't hear you?" Don asked curiously. "I guess my springs don't need oiling." Then they didn't talk for a while. Each was content to lie quietly, united, their bodies commingling. Their breathing returned to normal, and Don's legs no longer ached. He found that he could stretch them fully now, resting them atop the backs of Mike's big thighs, and the cock still would not move. Don did a lot of thinking. He liked the feeling of being submissive, a feeling as Don's heavy weight upon him, and knowing that he'd brought satisfaction and pleasure to his partner. He wondered if it were some holdover from cave days when weaker men undoubtedly submitted sexually to more dominant and stronger males, if only to keep peace and harmony. Whatever the reason, he loved it. He never felt so fulfilled in his life. He also realized that this had played a great part in his infatuation with Ed. Ed had been one animal in his sex. He had been the dominant one. Now, he found himself responding to his neighbor with equal fervor, with every bit as much enjoyment as he had to Ed. The big difference was in cock. This guy was built like King Kong. If that were the case, Don decided he didn't mind playing Fay Wray. "Did you like living on a farm?" Don asked, out of the clear blue. "Yeah," Mike grunted. "That's one reason why I came to the city. I figured that I'd give it 3 years and then try to save up enough money for a down payment, a little place of my own. I hate city life, but one has to make sacrifices. Why did you ask?" Oh, I don't know, Don said. I suppose I was wondering what you were doing here. In town, I mean. Well, there's another reason, too, Mike sighed. I always wanted a guy. I never cared for the girls too much. Don't ask me why, because the guys ain't any easier to get. One good look at my cock when it's hard, and they blow kisses at it and run in the other direction. He paused, then added, All except you. I suppose there's some meaning behind that, Don smiled wryly, looking into Mike's face. Mike grinned. Yeah. But what if you go back to farming, Don asked. Won't it still be hard to get sex? Mike smiled almost bashfully. I was kind of hoping to find a guy to live with me. I know, I guess it sounds kind of stupid, doesn't it? You can laugh if you want. I've been told that that's strictly for the romance magazines. But anyway, that's what I was hoping to find. Have you found him? Don asked, holding his breath. No, not yet. Don's face revealed his disappointment. Don, you don't mean... Well, I guess you put me in my place. No. Oh, Don, no, it's just that, well, I haven't even dared to think of you like that. I mean, as that person. You wouldn't consider it, would you? Wanna bet? They looked at each other for a long moment, and then Mike kissed him tenderly on the lips, letting them rest there as he spoke. Oh, Don, if I thought you meant it, it would be too good to be true. You can't mean it. I do, Don husked. I've been looking for someone, too. You think you're the only clod in the world with storybook dreams? No, Mike whispered, but I'm not exactly anyone's idea of a Prince Charming. Well, you can be his stand-in until a good replacement comes along, Don smiled. Mike grinned. They cuddled, and Don felt the cock beginning to balloon outward and inward, inflating itself and the anal tissue around it, as if it forged ahead on its own motion. He moaned. Sore? No, sweet. Sweet, that's all. I can take it out, Mike teased. You do and I'll castrate you, Don teased back. The cock had telescoped back to its former position, the glands touching that indefinable spot somewhere deep inside. Don once again brought his legs up and entwined them about Mike's waist. He squeezed lightly. Ride me, cowboy, he pleaded. Not a second time. Yes, let me find out how it feels, Don suggested. Mike took several tentative strokes. The previous ejaculation served so much better than any other lubricant, and Don felt a wonderfully relaxing feeling to the strokes. Once again, his own cock swelled up and slithered through its previous ejaculation. Keep it up, Mike. Try. Oh, God. Try, he almost begged. Mike fell into the coital motion, and the big penis moved about easier than it had the first time. Don was in ecstasy. His hand went again to Mike's nuts. Squeeze 'em, baby, Mike pleaded. I like to have 'em squeezed. And Don squeezed them, gently at first, and with increasingly stronger grasps, letting them slip through his fingers, twisting them this way and that, and the more he did, the more excited Mike became. They were like two animals now, their mouths grasping at one another, tongues battling, teeth nipping. Don continued squeezing the nuts, tickling them lovingly, then squeezing tightly. Don let his fingers investigate his anus and felt the shaft moving in and out. The anus seemed dilated beyond belief. He squeezed the underside of the cock as it came out of himself, and this increased Mike's stimulation. He could feel the slickness of the abundant semen which Mike had deposited the first time, and which was now oozing out on the shaft, making wet, sucking noises. He found that with a little exertion on his part, he could stretch his arm and hand enough to tickle Mike's anus. Mike reached to the wet fingertip wildly. He embraced Don in a crushing grip and rotated his hips in circular motions. Mike made little whimpering noises. He grunted. He nuzzled him like a bear, and all the while Don loved it. His own cock was leaking furiously. Oh, shit, I'm gonna come, Mike almost yelled. Keep going, Mike. Mike released for just a moment as his cock once again got rock hard and swelled with each spurt of abundant liquid. He sucked in air between his teeth. Twice in a row was a very remarkable thing for him. His cock was tingling, but he continued to thrust. Don's arms and legs seemed to be all around him, squeezing him. Fuck me. Fuck me, Don pleaded. Just a little more, and then I'll come too, baby. Daddy Mike. Fuck me. Mike complied, struggling to keep hard to give his partner pleasure. It was a turnabout. He'd never been in that position before. Never had he ever come before the other party. So he worked doubly hard, knowing how Don had put up with his movements long after he'd come. In a few more minutes, Don squeezed him tightly. His cock spurted, and he whimpered, almost like a child being denied its bottle. He continued whimpering and then began to sob. The pleasure was too great for his nervous system. It had to find release somehow. He sobbed like a kid. Mike held him and stroked his head, calming and petting him till he quieted. When they looked into each other's eyes again, Don's were wet and watery. "I'm sorry, Mike. I couldn't help it. It all felt so terrific. It's funny how close pleasure is to pain. I almost passed out. It was so good." "I'm glad," Mike reassured him. "Real glad." They petted a while, and then Mike attempted to withdraw. "Oh, Mike," Don seemed horrified. "I forgot. Oh, Jesus, I don't have a bathroom. Suppose, I mean, when it comes out, I might fall apart." Mike smiled and reached for a towel, which Don had carelessly flung to the floor after wiping his hands with the lubricant. "Leave it to Mike." The big man smiled, and he turned on his side, taking Don with him. He reached back and placed the towel to Don's buttocks as he eased himself out. As soon as his flesh had popped free, he placed the towel at the strategic spot and held it there while Don's arms were around him. "Don't be embarrassed, baby," Mike whispered. If we're going to know each other, we might as well get used to it. Know what I mean?" Don nodded. "Besides, I'm a farm boy, remember? We're used to this in a manner of speaking." But Don had no reason to fear. His bottom remained where it was and did not fall out. Slowly, in Mike's enveloping embrace, things returned to normal. "Oh, Mike, I could really love you," Don whispered. "I guess it sounds silly since we don't know each other very well yet, but it's a feeling I have." "I think I understand," Mike said, kissing his neck. "I sort of feel the same way about you. Can't see what you see in me, though." Don laughed. This was too good to be true. The guy didn't really understand how attractive he was. He was going to get him back on the farm fast before somebody snatched him away. His few months on the vice squad had briefed him on how easily a man could be stolen and lured away. "We'll get you that farm, baby," Don whispered. "I don't have much more to save up," Mike hinted. "Whatever you lack, I'll be able to put up." "You mean it?" Mike seemed incredulous. Don knew that he could always borrow the money from Christopher Ingers. This would be just the thing he'd like to see Don do. He knew that he could get it, and he felt confident. "I mean it. After all, if we're going to shack, I'll have to pay some of the bill." Mike chuckled. "What's so funny?" Don asked. "I was just thinking," Mike shook with a suppressed laugh. "When I came home from work, I was angry because they'd painted my room." "If they hadn't, you probably wouldn't have come over tonight," Don said. "Yes, that's right." Mike seemed sober now. "Funny how life is, isn't it?" "Yeah." "I think we're going to make it, Don," Mike whispered. Don nodded. They kissed, and Don gave himself up to the big ape who would become his lover. The end.